Okay, last time we were talking, you were fixing to explain to me what a boil was. You wanna?
Yeah, a boil and a rising is the same thing. When it comes to the head, you pop the core out and get all the pus and the core out of it.
And the stuff inside the boil is pus, right?
Pus and in the core. It don't get well unless you get the core out.
When you get a blister on your hand, what do you call a liquid that forms?
There's some kind of fluid.
Some fluid. Say you got some infection in your hand, so that your hand got bigger than it ought to be. You'd say, my hand sure
has swollen up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's a good word, but that's what I use.
Yeah, and you might say, this bee stung me three days ago, and the hand is still pretty badly
swollen.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, if it's not infected, it won't
swell up.
Yeah, too much. In a war, if a bullet goes in you, you get what? You get a...
get a wound.
Mm-hmm. And say if you got a wound there and it doesn't heal clean, you get a white granular substance around it. You know, what do y'all call that?
I would call it an infection. I never have seen a bullet wound in my life.
Have you ever heard anybody call that substance around the wound, around the wound has to be burned or cut? You ever heard anybody call it proud flesh?
Never have.
Mm-hmm. And if you get say, just a cut on your finger or something, so it won't get infected, what do you usually put on that?
Put a little alcohol or some description.
And you ever put that little brown liquid that stings? What would you call that?
A curicone, iodine.
Mm-hmm. And a kind of medicine that used to be given maybe as a tonic for malaria, and it's a kind of a bitter powder that maybe they put it in capsules. You take it for a cold. You know what that is?
Or, I know what you're talking about, but I can't think of it.
I tell you what, it's the tonic in gin and tonic.
It is.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know the name.
Quinine?
Yeah, quinine tablets, what they give.
Yeah, that's what the tonic is.
I forgot what that was. Yeah, because I know quinine water, you put a little vodka, it tastes pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a tonic, I think, in the gin and tonic. Let's see. If a man was shot and didn't recover, you'd say he...
he did.
Yeah, he, mm-hmm. If there's any real polite way you might say that, if you didn't want to say died.
I heard you say life is terminated.
Yeah, life is terminated, something like that.
He passed away.
Yeah. Are there any kind of joking ways you might say that? Say if you're just kidding around.
Just say he's a dead duck.
Dead duck. You ever say anything like kick the bucket?
Yeah, kick the bucket. Expired.
Yeah, expired, something like that. Is that expired, is that kind of a humorous term, maybe?
I don't think so. I think that's kind of a serious term.
Serious term? Mm-hmm. And you might say he's been dead a week and nobody's yet figured out what he...
died of?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And of course, when he dies, they'll bury him where? Where's the place they bury him?
Cemetery. Mm-hmm. The graveyard.
Yeah. Ever heard any older names for that?
No, just the cemetery and the graveyard, all I heard.
And the thing that they put people in to bury them, they call that a...
casket. Ever heard a pine box.
Ever heard anybody call that anything else?
No.
Mm-hmm. And the ceremony there at the cemetery, they call that a what? You go to his what?
The funeral?
Mm-hmm.
Graveside services?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And of course, the people that dressed in black, you'd say those people were in...
mourners? Mm-hmm. In mourning?
Somebody meets you on the street and says, how are you today? And say you're just feeling average, not real good or real bad, you might say, oh, I'm
okay, all right.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody's really troubled, you might say to them to comfort them, don't worry, it'll come out all. Well, let's see, mess that one up, I'll come back to it.